by members of the KJAM All Sports Booster Association. Now, here are Jim Field and Chris Parks.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to high school basketball on a Friday night. We didn't have to travel far to find little Hawkeye 10 conference hoops here tonight as Atlantic will open up their season at home. The Trojans facing off against St. Albert in a contest tonight that's the opener for Atlantic in game two for the St. Albert squad. Jim Field along with Chris Parks, as was previously mentioned, here for basketball tonight. A lot of excitement around this Trojan program.
Yeah, it is. They, you know, had a successful season last year with a lot of young talent, and that young talent is growing up and maturing and learning the system a little bit better here with head coach Alan Jenkins, and starting to get a feel for how he likes to have the game play out and get a little bit more accustomed with his system, and some new fresh faces into the mix as well that they're excited about, and a lot of size on this team. So this is an Atlantic team that's looking to get to that next step. He had some comments from Coach Jenkins here this morning talking about no longer are they going to be okay with just playing well in the game. They want to get the victories at the end of the game and close things out and make the plays when they need to.
Well, and you mentioned having some size too. Atlantic traditionally has not been a team blessed with a lot of height. But size works two ways. A lot of people think height, they think, oh, a low post play, just getting the ball inside, scoring close to the basket. Well, it's also the way that you use that height in other ways, like, you know, those long wingspans, getting out there and changing some of those passing lanes, making life a little more difficult for some of the small guys on the outside. He likes the fact that two of his bigger guys can actually play inside or outside and drive with the basketball.
Yeah, it's a defensive advantage just because of the length and the different styles that you can play on that end of the floor. And then offensively, as you mentioned, those are guys that can step out and shoot the ball. They can shoot threes. So it's a matchup problem for teams. You bring some of their players that maybe are more traditional post guys out on the perimeter to try to defend, and then you can take them off the dribble. So it really is a huge advantage, and you're starting to see more and more of that, I think, throughout basketball at all levels, trying to get those matchups that you like on the floor and exploiting them.
Absolutely. We'll see if they can do some of that here tonight. St. Albert, as I mentioned, this is their second game of the year. They played just last night in their opener. They faced a team out of Nebraska, Bishop Newman, and they were really out of the game early. They lost 79-63, but that was pretty much all the first quarter. They were down 28-10 after one quarter, but played just about dead even the rest of the way in the ball game. You know, just a slow start for them last night, but I don't know if it's an advantage that they have one game under their belt already over Atlantic. Of course, any advantage probably taken away because they just played last night after trying to play back-to-back nights.
Yeah, it's not a huge advantage, but at least they did get you out there and kind of experience things, maybe get your legs under you a little bit and have that game pace speed. You can never mock that in practice between each other. So it is a little bit of an edge for them, but I'm sure this Atlantic team's been playing a lot together throughout the summer and been working at some camps, I'm sure, throughout the year. And they're very familiar with each other. It's a lot of the same players that are coming back from last season, so that shouldn't be much of an issue.
Well, the two teams getting their shoot-arounds taken care of. Atlantic just left the court to head into the locker room one last time. St. Albert just re-entered the court here tonight as the two teams prepare for basketball. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll get you familiar with these two teams as we get ready to tip off the season. It's the season lid lifter for Atlantic here tonight. Trojans at home facing St. Albert. Hawkeye 10 conference basketball right out of the gate. Gotta love conference play coming right away. We'll take a break. Be back in a minute. You're listening to high school basketball on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Family Table in Atlantic, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner with specials daily and featuring a new ice cream flavor each month. They're open daily at 6 a.m. 7 days a week. That's the Family Table, located on the west end of 7th Street in Atlantic. Oakland Pharmacy, your good neighbor pharmacy, offering competitive prices and hometown service. They're a convenient stop on your way home from seeing specialists in the city. Oakland Pharmacy, located at Highways 6 and 59 on the south edge of Oakland. Smith Heating and Plumbing Incorporated in Wyota is owned and operated by Guy and Shane Smith, who have provided quality craftsmanship since 1979. They are your authorized York and Climate Master dealer. For all your heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and commercial refrigerator needs, give Smith Heating and Plumbing a call at 712-783-4528.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here at the Atlantic High School Gymnasium as we get ready for basketball tonight. Glad to have you along, those folks listening to us on AM 1220 and FM 101.1. and those listening online at KJAN.com. And we welcome those of you watching the ball game with us here tonight. We always joke that you can watch with us on the radio, but you can actually watch with us on the computer, too. You can see the game live on KJAN.com by going to our TV page. We provide live streaming video of the basketball game here tonight as well. Let's take a look at the two teams as we get ready to start our basketball game tonight. First of all, for St. Albert, the Falcons coached by Dale Scott. They are 0-1 on the season. Here's their starting lineup tonight. It'll be Jacob Petrie, a 5'10 senior, along with Travis Miller at 6'2 and a junior. Andrew Carlson, a junior, will be in the starting lineup, along with Jackson Scott Brown, a 6'5 senior and a big body. He's going to play football in college. And Gage Bowman at 6'3 and a senior will round out the starting five tonight for St. Albert. Last year, St. Albert was 12-12 on the year, and they had one of their leading scorers coming back in Travis Miller. He was one of the better shooters in the conference last year, shot 40% from the three-point line last year, averaging just over 9 points per game last season for the Falcons. He shot 39% overall from the floor and just a percentage point better from the three-point line. Go figure that. He likes distance. Also pretty decent free throw shooter as well. Jackson Scott Brown was one of the leading rebounders for this team last year. He averaged 5.8 points per game. He was also their third leading rebounder on the season after last year. They're going to bring some more kids into the lineup. They lost a few of their seniors from last year, but Miller's a good guy to help them lead out on the floor. Now for Atlantic, of course, this is their first game of the year. No record yet on this season. Trojans coached by Alan Jenkins will go like this tonight. It'll be Joey Walker, a 6'3 senior. He'll run things out front at the point guard spot. Brendan Holmes will start at the other guard spot, a 5'11 junior. Ryan Hawkins at 6'6 and a junior will start at one of the forward spots, along with Garrett Franken, a 6'7 sophomore. And 6'3" senior Nick Podaisky will start tonight as well for the Trojans. Most of these kids got time last year. They were a very young team last year. These guys all got a chance to get out there. It was a team that took its lumps early in the season. In fact, St. Albert was their first, one of their first games last year. They were 7-15 on the season last year. Ryan Hawkins, Garrett Franken, Joey Walker, Nick Podaisky, the four top scorers from last year, all back this year. In fact, the top three were all double-figure scorers. Hawkins averaging 14.5, Franken averaging 12, and Walker averaging 11 points per game. They're all very good free throw shooters as well. And they all shot respectable marks from the three-point range. Walker shot 45% from the floor. Hawkins 48% from the floor on the season last year. They're guys that can work outside and, of course, inside with their size as well. Nick Podaisky averaging 6.5 last year. And also Brendan Holmes, the other starter, he got spot time last year, just averaged a point or two per game, did a lot of things. Ryan Hawkins, Garrett Franken, Nick Podaisky, Joey Walker, in that order, were your top four rebounders last year for this team. So as you can see, a lot of the production they got last year, back this year. That experience, especially once they caught their legs late in the season, started winning some ball games that were close late in the season, really is going to help that ball club, and they're really hoping that this can be an extension of that run they made at the end of last year.
Yeah, you start to gain some confidence. You start to gel a little bit better as a team as the year goes along, and we definitely saw that from Atlantic. That's, I'm sure, what Coach Jenkins felt really good about was his team getting better as the season went along, and they definitely did that towards the end of the year. The only thing, you know, late in the year at the end of their run that they struggled with was someone playing very well down low against them, and that's something that they're going to have to work on. You know, you can get into that habit sometimes as a player that can take guys outside of tending to stay out there a little bit too much. We'll see if those big guys try to work down inside a little bit more, and especially on the defensive end, too. They got to make sure that they're cleaning that up and getting those rebounds like they have that advantage with the size.
Well, and really, St. Albert was a benchmark game last year for Atlantic. They started out the season, they played St. Albert early. I think it was their second game of the year, and they lost that game to the Falcons 57-41. In that loss, Ryan Hawkins had 17 points, Garrett Franken had 16. The rest of the team had 8 points. Now remember that, 8 points for the rest of the team. The second time, about a month later in January when Atlantic played them, Atlantic won a close one, 62-60. Taught them a little bit how to win the close ones. But in that game, Ryan Hawkins had 15, Garrett Franken had 14. Similar numbers to the last game. The rest of the team, 33 points. Big difference in production. You can't stand around and watch for your leaders to get out there and do it. You have to become a leader and get out and take advantage of your opportunities. In that second game, you could see the growth of that team.
Yeah, and that's what you need to do, because as the season goes along, especially last year when teams were maybe a little bit more unfamiliar with those two players, they're going to start to key on those guys the next time around. They know what they're expecting from those two, so the rest of the team needs to step up and fill their duty of putting the ball in the hole and sharing the basketball well is a key to that, and they definitely showed that down the stretch, so we'll hope that we can see that continue tonight.
Absolutely. Well, the two teams getting ready to be introduced to the crowd here tonight. We'll take one more break, and we'll be back with the tip-off in just a bit. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. All's Floor Covering, located at 906 Sunnyside Lane in Atlantic. Kirk has over 25 years' experience in the flooring business. Whether it's carpet, vinyl, laminate, or hardwood, he'll take care of it from start to finish. Visit with Kirk or Bev today at Hall's Floor Covering in Atlantic. Never say can't. That's the motto at Dan's Welding Service in Cumberland. For all your welding and fabrication needs on all types of metals, stop and see Dan Anstey, owner-operator, Dan's Welding Service in downtown Cumberland. Call 712-774-2215. Atlantic Motor Supply, your Napa Auto Parts dealer in Atlantic. Trust quality Napa parts for your automotive needs. See your local Napa dealer today, Atlantic Motor Supply in downtown Atlantic.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in a noisy Atlantic High School gymnasium. Got a nice crowd here tonight for a Friday night basketball game. Sometimes you never know what to expect with high school basketball these days. Some folks don't even realize there's a high school basketball game going on in town at times. But, you know, when you put a good product and get a little excitement going, folks will show up. And a nice crowd here tonight on hand for the opener this evening for the Atlantic Trojans as they're being introduced to the crowd here this evening. As they finish up the introductions, we'll have our national anthem here this evening for you as the two teams are all finished up. And we will have our national anthem for you here this evening. We have basketball coming up just shortly. Trojans in their home white uniforms with the gold lettering and trim, piped in black. And for the Falcons, they're in their road Kelly greens with a gold lettering, piped in white. As we get ready for basketball, again, your starters tonight for Atlantic, Joe Walker, Brendan Holmes, Ryan Hawkins, Garrett Frank, and Nick Podaisky. And for St. Albert, it's Jacob Petrie, Travis Miller, Andrew Carlson, Jackson Scott Brown, and Gage Bowman. That's how the two teams will go tonight in this opener for Atlantic this evening. Excited to see how the Trojans look coming out of the gate here this year. I know they had some spirited practices. They've got a fairly deep team. They didn't fare well in the JV game earlier tonight, 59-40. St. Albert won that junior varsity game. But they've got a lot of good quality players out here tonight. As we're ready to go, ball to the center circle. Walker will jump it up. It's on the, in the air, and the Trojans will win the tap over Scott Brown. And Atlantic will bring it forward first. Walker will run the offense out front. Walker leaves it out top. They run a double high and leave it here near side now for Franken. To the right side it goes Walker. He'll stop. Look back out. Franken open, hesitates, tries to drive, stumbles, and gets the ball back to Podaisky. He'll drive the left side all the way to the rack. Shot no good inside. Rebounded by the Falcons. Petrie comes away with it. He'll bring it to the front court. Lob it down in the lane. It's stolen. Ryan Hawkins uses those long arms to swipe that one away. Up the floor quickly. Right side Walker. He'll feed it back out. We got a first foul of the ball game. Reach in as Petrie Tried to cut him off over there on the far side. Picks up the first foul. Ball out of bounds to Atlantic. Inbounds, far corner. They'll leave it back outside. Walker has it out top. Walker top of the circle. Back outside Franken. Right side Podaisky out on the arc. Podaisky will leave it for Holmes. Left side. They go to Franken. Oh, he almost lost the ball there. Keeps possession. Now drops it off for Walker. Right side Holmes. He'll jump one up. No good from 18. The rebound on the floor is taken away by Carlson. Andrew Carlson with the board. Front court now Miller. Carlson left side. They'll leave it out top here for Bowman. Into the post. It's Scott Brown with it. Tilt turn in traffic. Fight his way up. Too strong. Rebounded inside by Podaisky. He wants to run. He's going to bring it up the floor quickly. Into the lane. Ball tapped away loose. It's on the floor. He picks it back up and feeds it out top. Hawkins with the top of the circle. Right side Franken. The three ball on the way and good. Garrett Franken measures one up and drops one in from three-point land. It's 3-0 Atlantic. First points of the ball game. St. Albert now front court. They work the ball here on the right side. Here into the near corner. Miller turns, curls, fires one up. It's short. Off the mark. It was contested. Franken the rebound. The long outlet up the floor. We got a foul. Hawkins caught the ball up here on this near side. Atlantic looking to push the ball up and down the floor. And the foul going to be whistled on Gage Bowman. That'll be his first. Atlantic trying to wear down St. Albert here early on as Colton McBride, a 6'3 senior, checks in now. They're trying to get that ball quickly up and down the floor.
That's another thing you can do with players that are athletic like that, the ability to run up and down the floor, maybe exploit that a few times, try to get out and run, get the advantage.
3-0 Atlantic leading. Not quite 2 minutes gone in the game. Podaisky left side. Franken in the corner. Back out top it goes now Walker. Walker going to work it out top. Leave it for Podaisky. He tried to bounce one to the high post to Hawkins. It was kicked. Ball will stay with the Trojans. I'm going to do a little work here too. Jackson Scott Brown is going to become Jackson Brown, with no offense to the guitar player. As Franken launches one up from the left side for three, no good. Rebound Holmes. He'll elevate, put it back up. Front of the rim, no good. The rebound is tied up. Ball will belong to St. Albert. Scott Brown is just too much. We're going to shorten that up to Brown. Falcons have the basketball. They're going to work it up the floor. McBride brings it across. Right side, dumps it outside now for Miller. Miller looks for help for Bowman. Bowman out high, looking. Picked up the dribble now. And we'll leave it here near side. McBride trying to get inside. Atlantic cutting them off. Now he turns, looks free, and drops one in. Colton McBride just kind of stood there, looked around, and realized, hey, I got some room to shoot. So he did. Knocks down the 17-footer.
Can't find anybody open. Might as well just shoot it.
3-2 the score. Atlantic leading. Atlantic front court. Franken here to the corner. Podaisky, he'll elevate for the three. No good. Oh, look at Holmes get the rebound. Missed the shot attempt on the putback. He keeps the ball alive, though, and taps it out to Walker. Walker with it now. Back outside Podaisky. Left side Franken. The dribble drive down to the lane. He'll feed it out. Elevating for Hawkins. He'll fire from three. No good. And we got a foul underneath. That'll be Walker over the back, picking up the foul for Atlantic. That'll be his first. First team foul on the Trojans. Atlantic seeming to settle for some long-range shots here the last few trips down the floor. 5:10 to go first quarter, 3-2, Atlantic leading. Bowman to the front court. It's McBride with it. He'll leave it for Bowman outside. Bowman off the dribble. They're trying to post low with Brown. He's trying to use his size to get free as he's working one-on-one underneath against Hawkins. The ball tapped out of bounds. It'll stay with St. Albert. As Bowman will inbound here on this near side, he'll dump it in for Miller, and he's fouled. That'll be the second on Walker. Walker tried to reach across as Bowman was feeding Miller across the top of the circle. And Walker will check out with that quick second foul up off the bench. Kyle Nelson, a 6-foot junior, checking in for the Trojans. Basketball inbounds as Bowman. He drives to the basket. Missed the shot in tight, and Nelson gets in the scorebook right away. Grabs the first rebound right off the bench. Now outside, it's Nelson. Right side it goes. Baseline elevating. Short jumper up. No good. As Tristan Benn checked into the ball game as well, he missed that short shot on the baseline. Up the floor come the Falcons. Left side three ball on the way. It's no good. Rebound is taken down by Atlantic. Bowman missed on the three try, and we got a foul call as Franken grabbed the rebound. That foul is going to go against Colton McBride. That'll be his first. Team foul number three against Falcons. 4.5 left to go first quarter. Still 3-2. It'll be one of those rough and tumble Hawkeye 10 conference games. Each team really facing up closely defensively. Nelson drops it down low for Hawkins, and now we got a foul underneath as Hawkins tried to post low, and he was hit from the backside. That'll be on Travis Miller. And that'll be foul number one on Miller. Four of the five, well, three of the five starters, plus Colton McBride, each have a foul here for St. Albert. Jacob Petrie now will check out of the ball game for the Falcons as Daniel Cook checks in. Atlantic basketball, Podaisky out top. Right side, Franken. He'll fire the three ball. That's good. Franken drops in a three from the right wing. That's his second. He's got all 6 points. It's 6-3, or 6-2, rather. Now Bowman, it's Brown underneath. His shot was tipped. Franken got up, got a hand on it, and he comes away with a rebound. Atlantic back the other direction. 6-2, Trojans. Nelson out top. Franken right side now to Podaisky. Podaisky just off the circle, looking across here to Franken. They'll fire it all the way across the way. Tristan Benn out on the circle. Leaves it for Podaisky. He'll drive with left hand. Pull up and fire one up. It rings out. No good from 17 feet. And the rebound to the Falcons. They want to run up the floor quickly into the lane. The short shot off the glass and good. Colton McBride with his second basket. He's come off the bench. He's got all 4 points here for the Falcons. 6-4, Atlantic leading. 3:20 to go first quarter. Franken out top. Left side corner to Benn. Ben off the dribble drive. Nowhere to go there. He'll leave it back outside. Falcons sit in a zone. As they work the ball across here near side. Ben Franken. He'll fire one up. Did I say Ben Franken?
You did.
Missed the shot. Rebound to the Falcons. Up the floor they come. Not a history lesson. It's a basketball game. Outside it goes. Travis Miller, a long three-pointer, and that's good as he just grabbed and gunned, and the Falcons have their first lead of the ball game at 7-6. Atlantic basketball. Franken again to the front court. He'll look out top and leave it again for Nelson. Nelson near the top of the circle. Driving baseline now is Tristan Benn. He'll fire it back out. Podaisky just inside the circle fires. That might have been tipped. No good. Rebound taken by Atlantic. It's off to Franken, and he jumps one in from two-point range. Franken with 8 points, and the Trojans back up 8-7. Left side drive. McBride, his pass knocked away and stolen. Ryan Hawkins up with it. He wants to dribble ahead through traffic. Now he'll slow it down. Hawkins out top of the circle. It's Franken. They're going to call him for a traveling violation. He caught the pass, took that little hop step that you almost never see called. It is traveling, but you almost never see it called at any level, but they called it there.
Yeah. You know, usually the shooters, especially in transition, will give them the benefit of the doubt with that little bit of a slide, but catch him that time.
Yeah, I mean, technically it is traveling. You caught the ball, then you take that little hop step with both feet, but it's called. It's a turnover. It's St. Albert ball. They're down a point. 2:05 to go here in this first quarter. Into the lane, the Falcons bring a tall, skinny kid off the bench. Eric Jensen, a 6'4 junior, misses a shot inside. Rebound comes out to Atlantic. Atlantic off the far side now. It's Hawkins to Podaisky. Left side it goes. Nelson, they get back out to Hawkins. He'll elevate and jump one up just off the back of the rim. No good from outside the free throw line. Rebound to the Falcons. They want to run, and we got a foul call. That's going to be Tristan Benn reaching in on Colton McBride, who's come off the bench and been a pretty good spark here for St. Albert.
Yeah, he's really kind of pushed the pace here for St. Albert. It seems like he's the only one that's really attacking the basket.
Hawkins will check out of the ball game now as making his first appearance ever in a varsity game. Scott Leonard, he's a 6'5 freshman, checking in. Falcons ball, inside it goes, the step under. McBride, shot, no good, it might have been tapped. Looked like Franken got a hand on it. 8-7, Atlantic leading, a minute and a half to go in this first quarter. Up the floor now, Tristan Benn on the far side. He'll work off the dribble, leave it for Podaisky. Podaisky, the head fake. He tries to drive, gets bumped, loses his feet, but keeps the dribble. Leaves it for Franken. Now left side open is Nelson. He'll elevate for the three ball. That's no good. The rebound comes back to him, and the Falcons save it. A little contact there. No foul calls. Andrew Carlson came up with it. Now to the left side. A quick three ball up and good. Colton McBride knocks it down. Why is he not starting?
Yeah, I was going to ask the same question.
10-8. The Falcons lead it. We're under a minute to go now in this first quarter. Left side corner, Podaisky. He'll elevate for the three. That's off the mark. Rebound tapped and controlled by Jensen for the Falcons. St. Albert up the floor now. Carlson, front court, crossover into the lane. In traffic, he's bumped. And we get a foul call as he misses the shot, falling away. That foul in the lane, going to whistle against Kyle Nelson. That is his first. fourth team foul against Atlantic. 10-8 the score. 45 seconds left to play here in this first quarter. St. Albert with the lead, and it stays 10-8 as Carlson misses the first free throw. Hawkins back in now for Atlantic. Also checking in, Jacob Petrie is back into the ballgame for St. Albert, along with Daniel Cook. Second free throw try, also no good, and the rebound cleared by Atlantic. Franken comes up with it. Up the floor quickly, Hawkins here left side. He'll curl and go to the far side and leave it for Tristan Benn on the circle. Back out top, Nelson, left side. They dump it in. Now it's Hawkins, left side corner. They'll leave it back outside for Franken, and we've got a whistle away from the basketball. Foul underneath, going to be whistled on Eric Jensen. He was working inside against Hawkins, trying to keep him out of the paint. He picks up the foul, his first. Atlantic basketball, 29 seconds to go first quarter. Trojans will inbound. Oh, Hawkins got free underneath the basket, left side. He lays that one in easy. Long arms, able to finger roll that one up off the glass. We're tied at 10. Left side, Falcons try to answer right back. No good with a long shot by Petrie, but he chased down into his own rebound. And now we're going to have an over and back call as the Falcons threw it to the back court. And the ball will turn over to Atlantic with 17 seconds to go in the first quarter. Petrie was in no man's land, saw a teammate behind him, tried to throw it to him, but he was in the back court. That's a back court violation. Atlantic ball now off the inbound. Nelson right side to Tristan Benn. We're down to 10 seconds. Into the corner, Podaisky right side. Podaisky off the dribble, back outside to Benn. Benn fires it across and out of bounds. Nobody home. 4 seconds left. St. Albert with the ball here in this first quarter. Tied at 10. Zell inbound in the backcourt. Carlson looks to feed it in. Still looking. Fires it to the front court. It's stolen. Benn has it. Tried to fire one up at half court. It's knocked away and then taken back by the Falcons. And Petrie ends up throwing one up at the buzzer from distance that's no good. And that's the end of the first quarter. We've played one here tonight. We're tied at 10, Atlantic and St. Albert after one quarter. Back in a minute with the second quarter. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association, D&J Supply at 1445 Highway 71 in Audubon. Family owned and operated, specializing in top quality service. See them today for brake work and wheel balancing, a great selection of batteries and auto accessories. That's D&J Supply on Highway 71 in Audubon. Enjoy open bowling with your friends and family at the Super Bowl in Atlantic during the week and glow bowling on weekends. It's a great place for birthday parties. The Super Bowl on the east edge of Atlantic. And contact Jamie or Dean at J&J Custom Graphic Design in Atlantic. They can increase your business visibility by putting your company's name or logo on a variety of apparel like shirts, hats, coats, pens, and keychains, just to mention a few. That's J&J Custom Graphic Design in Atlantic.
And welcome back here to Atlantic High School as the Trojans are tied here after their first quarter of the season against the St. Albert Falcons. It's 10 apiece here after one, and Atlantic will start with the basketball here as we begin the second quarter. Working from right to left here from the home side of the gymnasium, the scorer's table side where we sit. Opening up here, the get it down in the corner to Podaisky, and he's going to try to drive baseline. Went up with the right hand, an awkward shot, missed it. And the rebound comes down to the Falcons. They'll run the other way. Out front, they'll give it back out to the man who's done most of the damage for him, Colton McBride. He's made all but one of their baskets here so far. He'll kick it across, the three ball in the corner. It rattles out and back down off the rim, picked up there by Hawkins on the board. Hawkins will run it out here down the left side of the floor. He'll skip back up top here to Podaisky. Podaisky will take a couple of dribbles and hand it off to Walker. Now they'll reset. A little bit more of a man matchup now here for the Falcons. They play off, though, inside, leaving the big man down low, Brown. And a nice move by Walker. He used the fake handoff as a little bit of a screen and got open down the right side and dumped one home. And now it's the Trojans with a 12-10 lead. Back the other way, trying to answer, and quickly the stop and the jumper in the middle of the lane that time by Colton McBride. And he knots it right back up at 12 apiece. Quick movement down the floor that time from McBride. Now Walker's going to hand it off here. And they get it to Hawkins at the free throw line. It's popped out of his hands, though, and then taken away by Brown. So the Falcons get it back, and they'll bring it back the other direction. McBride will dump it out front here in the hands of Petrie now down low, and they're looking to get it to Brown. They're going to have a foul whistled here against the Falcons, trying to move to get themselves some space down underneath. And that is going to be the big man picking up the foul. Jackson Scott Brown will pick up his first. And that is now the sixth team foul here against St. Albert. Brendan Holmes back into the lineup here for Atlantic as Tristan Benn will come out. 12 apiece, Atlantic basketball here with 6:28 left to go first half. Walker will bring it across the timeline. He'll cross over, go right side, dump it into the corner. Podaisky, he'll spot up for a three ball. That's off the mark. Rebound comes out long to McBride. He'll run it up the floor. Is it down the right side? A stop and a pop, and the ball dances around off the rim. No good there that time on the shot by Gage Bowman. And the rebound comes down to Atlantic. They'll run the other way. They worked it to the corner, now back outside to Franken. Down baseline to Hawkins. Tough shot, but he got it to go. That was a tough angle, and Hawkins jumps one home there from about 16 feet. And it's now 14-12. Atlantic retakes the two-point advantage. McBride on the other end here for the Falcons. Gets it down on the block to Brown. Muscles his way to the basket. Missed the shot short, though, and the rebound pops out to Podaisky. He'll bring it up the floor now. Got a trailer coming at him. They swat it away. He regathers control of the basketball, though. Gets it to Holmes, the left corner. Three ball, no good. Rebound, Hawkins, and he falls to the floor out of bounds. They're going to turn it back over here to the Falcons. Good effort there by Hawkins, but just didn't have any more room on the court to come down with the basketball. 5:26 left to go here, first half. 14-12, Atlantic on top of St. Albert here in the season opener for the Trojans. On the other end, it's Bowman in the middle. He'll dump it down to McBride on the block. Working against Podaisky. Spins to the baseline. Jumper up, no good. And a foul on the rebound try. Going to be whistled here, I believe, against Atlantic. Looks like Ryan Hawkins is going to pick up that foul. And that'll be his first. That is now team foul number 5 here against the Trojans. Brown's going to check out. Falcons going to go a little smaller as they bring Andrew Carlson back into the lineup. Inbound will come from underneath. McBride will key it in. Bounces it inside to Bowman. It bumped back outside to McBride. He'll try the long ball. That's no good. Rebound tapped around. Pulled down by Podaisky. He picks it out of the air, and he'll bring it up the floor and hand it off to Holmes. Now to Franken. He'll stop and fire a three. Left wing in and out. No good. Rebound tapped out by Hawkins and recovered by Holmes. Holmes will dump it off to Podaisky. Now back out to Franken, and now Walker will bring it back here to the top and reset. Walker, left-hand dribble into the lane. Scoops it back out to Holmes into the corner. Now they get it down on the block to Frank, and he threw it away. Back up top, and it's stolen by Carlson. He'll go the other way for the layup, and it's good. Franken looking to try to get it back to the middle of the floor, and just nobody there with a good look at that one, and it's stolen away by Carlson. He goes coast to coast. 14 all. Trojans with the basketball. In the corner, Podaisky down on the block. Hawkins, nice move to get in the middle of the lane. Missed the shot, though, and the rebound pulled down there by McBride. He runs it up the floor quickly over to Miller, and he runs and throws one up awkwardly on the run. Get a foul call here. We'll see if that's on the floor, if they're going to give him the shots. And they are going to give him the shots. Whistle down here underneath as that foul is going to be picked up by Brendan Holmes. That's his first. And now the 16 foul against Atlantic. Free throws for Travis Miller, the 6'2 junior at the line. His first freebies of the game, and he gets the first one to roll home. One more coming now here for Miller as they take the lead, 15-14. Got a chance to tack one more on. And it's up, and no good off the back iron rebound. Podaisky in the middle of the lane. Now off to Walker, and they'll bring it across. The Trojans now trail by one. Lob up top, Podaisky. He'll put it on the deck, get it around the defender. Now they'll work it in the left side corner. Partially blocked as Franken went up for the shot. They got the rebound, though. Podaisky fought for it, kicked it back out. Here's Hawkins down the right side. He'll throw it over to Walker. He's cut down by a defender. No call, though. Rebound, or the ball passed over to Podaisky. Now they get it to Franken. He missed one on the block. Fought for the rebound, got it back. The shot's blocked, but he's fouled. He'll go to the line here to shoot two.